Peter Bergen is on the line with us now. Mr. Bergen is a fellow at the New American Foundation and author of the book Holy War, Inc., Inside the Secret World of Osama Bin Laden. Mr. Bergen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Linda.
What can you tell us about some of those Chechen and Uzbek leaders of the al-Qaeda organization?
Well, if indeed it is a Chechen or Uzbek leader in there, for a start, it's not somebody hugely significant because, yes, there have been Chechen and Uzbeks in the organization who have been significant, but the two leaders that spring to mind who were either Uzbek or Chechen who are sort of affiliated with al-Qaeda, both of them have died either in the war against the Russians or in the Afghan war in which Uzbeks allied with al-Qaeda took part against the United States. So if this is a Chechen or Uzbek who is the high-value target, I can tell you right now it's not somebody terribly significant in terms of the hierarchy of the organization.
Would eliminating a major al-Qaeda leader at this point deal a substantial blow to this notoriously uncentralized organization?
Well, if you accept that al-Qaeda is shorthand for a lot of different phenomena, and there's al-Qaeda the organization, al-Qaeda the sort of affiliate and franchise network, and then al-Qaeda the ideological movement, it would certainly deal a blow to the organization. That was the organization did 9/11, so that would be great. First of all, to bring some justice to the victims of 9/11, but also to disrupt potentially other catastrophic terrorist attacks. But on the other hand, in terms of affecting the larger ideological movement, all these franchise groups around the world which are attacking, whether in Istanbul or in Iraq, I don't think taking out Ayman al-Zawahiri would make a tremendous amount of difference.
Now, what about this fight that's going on in Pakistan? Michael Sullivan described mud forts. How well-maintained or supplied can militants in western Pakistan be? I mean, how long could a fight like this last?
I think it would last at least a couple of weeks, potentially. They've gamed this out. They knew the fact that they were putting up a huge resistance, by the way, struck me as meaning really nothing. These people are going to put up a huge resistance come what may for three reasons. One, they're willing to martyr themselves in this struggle. Two, they've got nowhere else to go. They would face a trial or execution in their own countries. And three, they know this is going to be a fight to the death. I mean, if they go over the border, they're going to hit the Americans on the other side. So they are going to hold out. They've thought about this pretty carefully. And going back to the Battle of Tora Bora in Afghanistan, that lasted a couple of weeks. The Battle of Anaconda was also a fierce engagement that lasted a week plus. So I would imagine that we're still perhaps at the halfway point here.
Well, if you think that that for a variety of reasons this may not be an enormously significant event, what do you think would constitute a crushing or an irrevocable end to al-Qaeda?
I think that moment has come and gone. I mean, at the Battle of Tora Bora in December of 2001, where we had the top leadership surrounded, Afghan forces with some American help, that would have been a moment where, unfortunately, the horse has sort of left the barn right now. And I think that, obviously arresting Ayman al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden or capturing or killing them would be a very good result. But we've had Secretary Rumsfeld himself saying that's not the end of it.
We have about 30 seconds left. Would neutralizing al-Qaeda effectively win the war on terrorism, or is the threat of terrorism against the U.S. and its allies just much bigger than al-Qaeda now?
I think it's a little bigger. I mean, we're never going to win the war. We're just going to manage it back into a sort of box where it's a subject of where you don't call me up to ask my opinion about it because it's no longer a subject of public discussion. That's the only victory we're going to have.
Peter Bergen is the author of the book Holy War, Inc., Inside the Secret World of Osama bin Laden. He joined us on the line from Washington. Mr. Bergen, thank you very much.
Thank you.